Are you a Raider or a Chief for this game this weekend?
Come on now. Like, I'm a Raider, always, through and through.
There you go.
I would have loved it. Like, come on now. I'm a Chief.
They're better. I'm going to pick the better team. I was going to transition that to a ridiculous notion, like, are they better? The Chiefs are a better team. But are the Raiders one of the worst matchups for the Chiefs?
Well, anytime you get a divisional matchup, no matter what, that always everything goes out the window as far as records, who has the better players, the MVP candidates, things like that, because everybody knows each other very well. So that's when it really comes down to just the grit, the nuts and bolts of it all. And I think that for the Las Vegas Raiders, they probably are a bad matchup for the Kansas City Chiefs just because they know them well and they know how to beat them because they see them so often within the division.
I still can't figure out if, you know, having a bunch of guys meeting virtually and actually not being able to get, you know, physical in practice, like, how much does it hurt a team? Right now, the Raiders' defense is a mess in terms of prep because they've had so many guys go on the COVID list for tracing. How big a factor do you think it is?
I think it could be a really big factor, but I think that that's when it comes down to coaching. That's when it comes down to just the culture. And I think that because you look at how the Tennessee Titans, they missed several days when they got shut down, I believe it was back in like late September, early October, and then they turned right around and then smacked the Buffalo Bills on that Tuesday night game. So I think it shows that if you have the right culture in place and your guys are paying attention throughout these virtual meetings, throughout Zoom and Skype or FaceTime or what have you, I think that you still can get a lot done because of the more of the mental aspect. We're now almost to Thanksgiving. We're in late November. So as far as hitting in practice, as far as things like that, the physical that you'll see in practice, maybe in training camp or the early part of the season, you can't really much do that right now because now we're starting to get in that part of the season where it's the dog days, things like that. So now it's going to be more mental anyways as far as preparing for your opponent. So I think that obviously I would prefer to go have practice Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, things like that. But because you can't do that, I do believe that there's still a way for you to go ahead and still lock in and be able to get better and things like that simply because everybody has to be on the same page. But nonetheless, like you said, it definitely is a challenge, but I don't think it makes it impossible.
Stanford, my hypothesis on this was it's different for each position, right? Like, we saw the Raiders' offensive line have to deal with this right before the Buccaneers game. I would assume, as a kid who played high school offensive line, that you would want to go out there and, like, see the different stunts and things that you're going to see, right? Instead of just looking at it digitally, you'd want to be on the ground and see it. It's not so much about hitting as it is about just seeing it from your position, as opposed to a guy like a quarterback in Matt Stafford, who is more about film and watching and things like that. Like, does it affect positions differently? That was my kind of thought. Is a guy along the offensive line, it might hurt to learn digitally all week a little bit more than it would a veteran quarterback.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I do think that it really comes down to position as far as the level of difficulty, as far as being able to be out there on the practice field and see things in live speed. Yes, you're so right on that. Now, if you don't have that for a certain week or maybe 2 weeks where you can't go out to practice, I would still much rather be able to think about it, see it on the film, be over there with the guys virtually, things like that. That way, that's better than nothing at all. But, yeah, you hit it right on the head. I think that when it comes to certain positions, it's going to be harder than others and some easier than others, depending on what position you are on the football field. But, like I said, I would still, even as a cornerback, I would rather have the virtual meetings than none at all because at least we can go ahead and still know that, okay, even whenever they get out in a 2x2 formation and 11 personnel, that's one running back, one tight end, we know that we're going to go to this check. We know that we're going to have this coverage, things like that. So at least I can see that Tariq Hill, he likes to run the comeback whenever he's on the backside of a 3x1 formation and he's in that X individual position, things like that. So, yeah, you're right. It does matter on position, but I still think that it's better than nothing at all as far as doing the virtual.